Good morning.
Good morning, Rabbi Isai. I believe we've arrived at Siman Chaf Gimel, Seif Dalet. I'll begin with a brief introduction to this Seif. The Gemara tells us that Imshachat Pesakin Ra, you have somebody who shechts an animal or a bird with a Sakin Ra, a bad knife. What's a bad knife? A bad knife in this context is a knife which is perfectly kosher for shechita. It's smooth, it doesn't have in it any pegimois, but the problem with it is that it's not sharp. So what happens is that you can be going like this and like that, back and forth and back and forth, and you're not really getting very far. The Gemara says, shachat stuck in raw, afilu shachat kol hayom kulay, shechita shev. The essence of this being that the psul of shechita, the psul of delay in shechita, which we're learning about, has nothing to do with how long the shechita takes. The shechita can take a very long time. The shechita is still kosher. Shehir simply means that there cannot be a break within the shechita. There's a time within the shechita where you're not actually doing anything. But as long as you're going back and forth like this, you're doing an act of shechita, even if it takes you the whole day to actually finish, on that backdrop, the Gemara raises a suffix, and the Gemara says, "Shoha b'miut simonim mahu." What happens if you have a shehiyah, you have a delay in your shechita, and your shechita takes place, your shehiyah, your delay takes place in the miut simonim, in a small area of the simonim? The Gemara asks this question, which is, I can't really think what the question means. And the Gemara leaves it as a suffix. The Gemara doesn't answer this question. It's left as a teiku. The Gemara doesn't answer the question. And the Rishonim have a field day. There's probably five pshatim or something in the Rishonim what exactly this suffix means. One of the perushim in the suffix is that the Gemara is unsure what will be the din when somebody shechts. And we know that the koneh, the koneh, the windpipe, is somewhat further forward than the veshet, than the food pipe. The koneh is right at the front of the neck, the veshet is a little bit behind and to the side. And we also know that the essential part of shechita is to shecht the ruiv of each siman, to shecht the majority. So it emerges that once you've shechted the ruiv of the koneh, which normally happens before shechting the veshet, you've actually done everything that you need to do for the koneh. Right? Maybe there might be some lechatchila to shecht the entire thing, but it's not a din. You haven't done the entire shechita, you've done everything that you need to do for the koneh. The koneh is complete. All you need to do now is to shecht the veshet. So now, in the in-between time, you continue with your back and forth motion, cutting the rest of the koneh. And actually what you're doing is not really an essential part of shechita. It's not really needed for the shechita of this animal. It's not an essential part of shechita at all. So some Rishonim learned that this is the suffix of the Gemara. When a person is doing that, can we say that now it's just like you're doing an act of shechita kol hayoyim kulay, like we said before, which is okay. As long as your act of shechita, it's all part of the act of shechita, and there's no problem of shechita. Or do we say that that's all, as long as you are involved in doing parts of shechita which are essential parts of shechita? But if you're doing something which is not really an important part of shechita altogether, then maybe we can't look at it as you're doing part of the act of shechita. You're doing something completely removed. It's as good, let's say, as if you were cutting a leg or a tail of an animal. That's the Gemara stuff. So that backdrop helps us understand now Seif Dalet. Let's read the Seif. Hashechit behema besakin she'enoi chat. Somebody shechts an animal with a knife which is not sharp. V'nis akev kishir shehir b'shchitas miut acharin shel simon rishon. And he spends the amount of time, which is an amount of time, which is a psul of shehir, while shechting the last minority of the first simon. As he's shechting, he's already gone past the majority of the first siman, he's shechted it, he's left with the minority, and while doing that last 49% of the first siman, the amount of time which it takes him, because he's using this sakin ra, the amount of time which it takes him is more than the shiur of shehir.
He hasn't touched the veshet yet.
Harei zu psula. Says the Shulchan Aruch, it is pasul. His shechita is pasul, because as we said, it's a suffix in the Gemara. The Gemara leaves it as a suffix, and therefore we have to be machmir. His shechita is pasul. The Mefarshim point out, obviously, when we say pasul over here, it means it's a suffix pasul, because the Gemara says, Gemara leaves it as a suffix. It's a suffix. It's not a vaday pasul, it's a suffix pasul, which can have sometimes ramifications in halacha to know whether something is a suffix or a vaday, but al kopanim, it may not be eaten. Now, we learnt in previous sifim that although there's a lot of discussion in Rishonim and different stodim floating around of how long exactly the shiur shehir is, but the minhag is that even a minute shehir passes. And that's because in an oif, the primary shechita is just to shecht one simon. And in shechting the koneh, if you shecht the koneh, in essence, you can do just a tiny act of shechita. Why? Because if we have a bird which has already got a little cut in its koneh, up till 50%, the bird is still kosher. You can come and you can shecht it, it's not trefa, that blemish doesn't affect it in any way. So you can come to a bird which had some sort of cut in its koneh, you can put your knife in the spot of the cut. Let's say the cut reached already 49% of the koneh, the bird's still kosher. You can come with your knife and you can cut from the 49% to the 51%, and you've done the entire shechita. It takes a millisecond. Because that's the entire shechita of a bird, and the shear of shehir is as long as it takes to do shechita, which for a bird is nothing. So we're machmir that even the tiniest shehir is called a shehir. That was mentioned in previous sifim. Even the tiniest shehir is called a shehir. So coming back to our sif, we're in a little bit of a bind. If we're going to put all the chumras together, we're a little bit stuck, because it's going to come out when you're shechting the koneh, you shecht the koneh in a normal regular shechita going through the koneh, haven't yet touched the veshet, and now you are going to spend some time shechting what we call the mute basra, the last mute, the last 49% of the koneh. It's going to take you some time. Heck, it won't take very long, but it's going to take some period of time. So how can you ever shecht? So believe it or not, there were some achroim who said that because of this, if you, bottom line, you want to shecht, you have to get hold of the simonim and arrange them, sort of push them with your finger and arrange them in such a manner that instead of the veshet being pushed, being somewhat behind the koneh, which is the way it is naturally, you have to pull it somewhat forward, arrange the two simonim in line with one another, so that you can shecht them in one swoop, without having this delay where you're shechting the koneh in between. Fortunately, the halacha is not like those achronim, and we take on that one may shecht in the regular manner, because since you are still doing an act of shechita, we don't apply that chumrah over here of saying that even the last part, while you're shechting the last part of the koneh, it should be considered a shehir. Another spring off of this whole discussion with the sakin ra and the fact that you can shecht the entire day, provided you're doing an act of shechita the whole time, is that this is limited to a situation where you are at the very least doing shechita every second. Every time you're going back and forth, you're getting a little further. So you're doing something. You're going back and forth with this shvacha knife the whole day, but you are getting a little bit further each time you move your knife. But if your knife is so blunt that there are times when you move back and forth and you're not doing anything. You're not cutting the simonim any further. Some achronim say that is no longer kosher, because when you're moving your knife and you're not doing anything, that is actually shehir. That is shehir. We only say you can go back and forth the whole day. Well, at least you're doing something, so every little bit you're doing is part of the act of shechita. And because of this, this is the reason why one of the reasons, I'll call ponim, why we make our shechita knives very sharp, so that we shouldn't have any time where maybe we're not actually doing an act of shechita, and we should come to chashoshos of possible shehir, maybe. Okay, let's move on to Seif Hei. Seif Hei presents another one of the pshatim, another one of the pirushim of the Rishonim in this topic of the Gemara which we mentioned, shoha b'miut simonim mahu. What is the din when you are shoheh, you delay during your shechita while shechting a miut, a small part of the simonim. So another pirush in the Rishonim, it's the pirush of Rashi, is Now, the Gemara's topic is as follows. What happens if you shechted already roiv of the simonim? So your shechita is already kosher, it's done. Then you delay, a shear of shia, how long it is, a minute or two, you delay. And then you come back and you carry on. That's the Gemara's suffix. So you've already shechted roiv.
The exact opposite of what the Bada and Nevela was, this is the exact opposite. You didn't shecht roiv, you paused, that's Bada and Nevela.
Yeah.
Now it's like you did 51%, you did roiv, and you went to take a break and you came back.
Yeah. So the chiddush of this, the chiddush of this case, which many Rishonim don't like Rashi's pirush, is because in essence you've already shechted the animal. You've shechted roiv. You could send the animal off to the store for sale. It's been shechted. How can it be that now coming back and doing something extra suddenly passes the animal? You didn't have to cut all the rest of it. Yeah, let's take an extreme case. You've shechted roiv of both simonim, everything. The animal is completely shechut. And now the Gemara is going to suffik, so you could just put your knife away and go home. The animal's kosher. But you didn't. You decide you're going to carry on. So the Gemara's got a suffik, shechut b'miut simonim mahu. What's the din? And Rashi, that's how Rashi learns the Gemara. So it lies with a certain level of chiddush that you can come back to your ma'aseh shechita, and we still treat that as one long ma'aseh shechita with a break in it, even though, in essence, the last part of it, bichlal, wasn't needed. But now you decided to do it, we view it as one whole act of shechita with a break in it. Some poskim can consider this such a chiddush that they say, surely this cannot be a din d'oraisa, it must be, maybe it's some sort of din d'rabbanon, because it's like doime to shehia or something. But the indication of Rashi himself is that this is even a din d'oraisa. Why? Because Rashi tells us that since the Gemara leaves it as a suffix, we have to be machmir. Now, were this to be a din d'rabbanon, l'chaira, it would have made sense to say suffix d'rabbanon l'hakel. If the whole question is only a question in din d'rabbanon, is there such a d'rabbanon or something like that, then it would have made sense to say suffix d'rabbanon l'hakel. The Rashi doesn't say that. He says we have to be machmir, implies that this is a d'oraisa. So having given that background, let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Achash she'shochat ruiv echod bo'if. After one has shechted the majority of one simon of an oif, either the kone or the veshet, oi roiv shnayim bebehemo, or one has already shechted roiv of both simonim of an animal, so your shechita is complete. Ein shehir poiseles, says the Shulchan Aruch, shehir can no longer invalidate my shechita, unlike shittas Rashi, the exclusion of shittas Rashi. Olafize, and having said this, ein shehir the kone ba'oif klal. Having said this, it emerges that there cannot be any problem of shehir if somebody decides to shecht an oif via shechting its kone. Why? Let's just clarify that point. Because, as we've said, a kone, even if it has a small hole in it, in no way invalidates your animal, in no way makes it trefer, it can still be shechted. So, you can have a bird which has got a little hole in its kone. You can come and insert your knife in the place of that hole and shecht the kone, no problem. Not only that, it emerges that when you shecht, even if you have a kone which is whole, it didn't have it, it's complete, it doesn't have any holes in it, a complete kone, when you start to shecht, at the very beginning, when you're still doing the first 50%, that's not really anything, that's just as good as somebody making the hole without an act of shechita. It's as good as if you took a nail and... It's nothing. That's not part of the act of shechita. So over there, shehir definitely doesn't puzzle. And if you're going to tell me, unlike shittas Rashi, that in the second 50% of a bird, or bechlal of anything, in the second 50% of shechita, shehir does not puzzle, unlike Rashi, so then it's going to emerge that when you shecht the corner of a bird, there's no sort of shehir whatsoever. Because in the first 50%, there's certainly no shehir. And in the second 50%, there's also no shehir, because once you've gone from 49.9% to 50.1%, you've shechted the bird, and there's no further shehir if we don't pass like Rashi. So it emerges that if we don't take on shittas Rashi, there is no problem of shehir if one shechts the corner of a bird. But there are some who say shekol shnei nigmar shechitas kol shnei hasimonim peiseles shehir. There are some who say this is now the opinion of Rashi that as long as one hasn't completed the shechita of both simonim peiseles shehir, then shehir will invalidate my shechita, like Rashi. Lechatchila yesh lizdor lachush lidvarav, and says the Shulchan Aruch, what's the bottom line? Lechatchila, one should take his opinion into account, so one should avoid doing any shehir even after you've already passed the 50% mark. But lechatchila, says the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, but also, not only because of that, but another thing too, because in Behemoth we have the issue which we mentioned in the previous Seif, that Bein Simon Le Simon could also be a problem of Shehir, because of because in Behema you're still in the middle of the act of Shechita, because you need the Koneh and the Veshet. In a bird you don't need the Koneh and the Veshet.
Right, but per se, there's no Shehir in the Koneh.
It's only because of the fact in essence you're right, it's not because of the Koneh, it's because of the fact that we need to also Shech the Veshet, and therefore we're still in the middle of an act of Shechita. Says the Rambam, "V'afilu b'di'evet haminag lehatrif." Although the Shulchan Aruch told us that we only treat Rashi's opinion as a sort of lechatchila, but the minhag is to take it very seriously. And "V'afilu b'di'evet haminag lehatrif." The minhag is to treat the animal as treifa, even b'di'evet. "V'lochei im la'achar sheshochat roish shnayim shoyha habehema oyha oiflamus." What will happen? You shecht an animal over 50%, or a bird over 50%. Your shechita is kosher. You put your knife down, and this bird or this animal is still flapping around, as the nature of things is, and it takes some time for it to finish off what we call its pirkus, its flapping around after shechita. And you're waiting, and you're waiting, and you're waiting for it to happen, and it's not happening. So you want to do something to hurry things up a little bit. So you think to yourself, well, maybe it will hurry things up if I finish cutting the rest of its simonim. I only cut 75%. Perhaps if we finish things off, the behema or the bird will die more quickly. So since we are concerned for Shittas Rashi, do not pick up your knife and continue shechting, because then you're going to puzzle your entire shechita, and you're going to have to throw your behema or your bird in the trash, in the garbage. And therefore, says the Rama, Yakenu al Roshe Lahamiswe, one should take some other implement and hit it over the head. V'lo yachse v'yishchot. But one should not continue shechita. And this goes to the extent that even kelim which are not kosher for shechita should not be used. For example, a sack in pogum, a knife with pegimos in it, even though it's an implement which is not kosher for shechita. So you might have wanted to argue that you can't view this as a continuation of my act of shechita. I'm using now an implement that isn't even kosher for shechita. No. Even a sack in pogum should not be used, and the Chasam Soifi takes it even further, says even scissors should not be used. One shouldn't do any act of further severing the simonim. That's it. You want to finish off the bird, do it some other way, take some other method, but one should not take a knife or any other implement and continue severing the simonim. So there's a discussion here in Achronim, maybe this is the type of thing you're thinking of. What happens, let's say, if it's Ad Kidei Kach, that the whole maimed of Shechita, the whole act of Shechita, the whole thing's completely over. You took your bird to the Sheikhit, you took it home, the Sheikhit's put his knife away, he's gone back to his room, you brought it home. This is actually a case in the Shavus Yaakov, it's mentioned in the Pesach Chumah, the Yad Ephraim, and you brought it home, and it's still flapping, and it's still flapping, and it's still flapping, and you see that, say, let's say that the Sheikhet only shechted the Koneh, which is kosher for a knife, it's Shechita's kosher. So you go back to the Sheikhet, it's a whole new maimed, it's hard to look at it as a continuation of the original act of Shechita. So there are some Achronim in the Shavus Yaakov and others who were inclined to be lenient in this case, in situations at least of a Hefsed Merubah, of some difficulty, but other Achronim are machmir, and they say we take this to the very end, and there's no shia, and as long as you do a further act of shechita, it joins the previous act, and it's called that you have a shehia in the middle of your shechita. The Interestingly, the other friar mentioned something else fascinating from this same Shavuz Yaakov. I can't resist sharing this with you. That he says, although he permitted shechting the second simon in that case which we mentioned, it isn't necessarily always advisable. He mentions a story which took place with him, with somebody who shechted a chicken for a choyle. They brought it home, and this was still happening. It was still alive. It had parts of the simonim still joined. And they asked him if they could take it back to the sheikh and shecht it. And he said, although in essence, as we learned, he held that it's okay. He said, you should not do so. He has some understanding that the life of this bird is somehow connected to the life of the choyle. You shechted it for the sake of this choyle, it's somehow connected to the life of this choyle, and maybe the yisurim that this bird is undergoing is somehow a kapara for this shechet. And he said, you should leave it, just leave it. And they left it, until eventually somebody who was unaware of the background came along and finished the bird off. And when he finished the bird off, the choyle also died. So, this is on the page in Shulchan Aruch. I'm not telling you fairy tales. This is Yad Ephraim at the bottom of the page of Shulchan Aruch. Let's make it, see if we can also attempt Sivav, yeah? Okay. Shachat oif v'shohaboy, ve'eli yedea im nikav ha'veshet. So here we have a very interesting situation. As we know, the kone is somewhat further forward than the veshet. A sheichet starts shechting. He feels that he has some sort of shehiyah. He's mistake. He got a fright or something, and he stopped for a second, and he says, "Oh no!" So now we don't know what exactly the situation is here. There's two issues. A, we don't know for sure if the kone has been shechted a roiv or not. If that itself is not such a problem. In Monaf Shoch, if he's shechted the roiv, the shechit is kosher. If he hasn't shechted the roiv, so he can still shecht it. Fine. But also, we're not quite sure whether maybe his knife might have made some sort of nick in the veshet. In which case, we have a real problem. Because the veshet is not like the kone, where a little hole doesn't affect it. The veshet makes the animal trafer in just one little hole. And therefore, the veshet, if you want to shecht the veshet, in a bird you don't have to, but if you want to, you have to shecht it in one swoop. So we don't know what's happened. So what should we do? What can we do to rectify the situation? We don't know whether the cod has been shechted a majority, and we don't know whether maybe the veshet has been holed with a small hole. So shachat oif v'shohaboy ve'eli yedeim nikav ha'veshet. He does not know if the veshet has a hole in it. What can you do? Choyze v'shoichet ha'kone levadeh b'mokem achir. Says the Shulchan Aruch, do as follows. Take your knife, shecht the kone in a different spot, somewhere higher up or lower down. Shecht the kone till you're satisfied that you have shechted a roiv. And then you wait until the bird has died. And then you start to take it apart. And what you do is, you take the veshet out. And now you do a little check on the veshet. You do an inspection. And you try and see whether that veshet has got any hole in it. At the higher point, at the point of the earlier shechita, you take it out and see if it has a hole in it. If you see that it's absolutely okay, it's got no dam on it anywhere, so you know that it never got any hole in it, so you know that in your first shechita you never touched the veshet, in your second shechita you also didn't, and you shechted the kone, which is valid, and therefore your shechita is good. The Shulchan Aruch mentioned that you turn the veshet inside out, and that's because the Gemara says, you can't check the veshet for holes and for possible drips of blood on the outside, because the nature of the veshet is such that the outside is not easily checkable, it's not easily identifiable what's going on over there. Rashi says that the outside of the veshet is red and drops of blood won't be easily recognizable, and therefore you have to turn it inside out. The Matthias says that at least our birds, chickens, their veshet is white. But nevertheless, we don't move from what the Gemara says. The Gemara says you don't check a veshet nebachutz, you don't check a veshet nebachutz. So the only way to check it is by turning it inside out. Says the Rambam, v'aminig lahatruf hakol. But the custom is to treat the oif as being trefer. And this is because we have a principle which comes many times in the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, ein onu bekiyin bebedikas haveshet. We are not expert in how to check a veshet. We don't know how to do this properly, and therefore you're not going to be able to do this. Even if your shahir was only clearly in the mute kama of the kone, in the first mute, first minority of the Kone, so you know with absolute certainty that you didn't shecht a roiv of the Kone, and you should, mechayra, still be able to go ahead and do shechita? No, because we're concerned that you might have made a little hole in the veshet. Once you've got your knife in that area, who knows what happened. And, as we said, ein olu b'kim b'bedikas haveshet. We're not able to check the veshet. And furthermore, not only that, for osu l'mechru l'urid k'chavim kach, one also may not sell this bird to a non-Jew the way it is. One must first kill it, and afterwards sell it to a goy. Why can one not sell it to the goy like that? Because as it stands at the moment, one could think that it's still fit for further shechita. So if you sell the bird to the goy like that, for all you know, the goy will take the bird and he'll sell it to Mr. Cohen down the road. And Mr. Cohen will see a perfectly good bird, as far as all he can see is that maybe there's a little cut in the kone and that's all. And he'll go ahead and he'll shecht it and he'll eat it. Little does he know that this bird has got a rare, so it's got some reason to think that it might have a nekev in its veshet. And it needs to be checked and we can't check it. And he doesn't know any of that. All he sees is a bird that as far as he can see, is fit for shechita. So one may not sell it to a non-Jew like that. One has to first kill it and then sell it to a non-Jew. Once it's killed, nobody buys meat from a non-Jew because non-Jew's meat is not generally shechted the way it needs to be. So then you no longer have any chashash. Not only, on the one hand, the Ramah says you're not allowed to sell it to the non-Jew like that, but on the other hand, you are obligated to sell it to a non-Jew. You must kill it and sell it to a non-Jew. You may not keep it in your house because, once again, the same chashash. It lies around your house, people forget about it, it wanders around in your yard along with the other chickens, and 2 months down the line, suddenly somebody takes it and shechts it, not remembering that this is the bird which has the chashash of a nekev in its veshet. So all this entire chumrah all comes because we do not know how to check a veshet, and maybe it has a hole in it. And because of this, we have various other chumras which arise. If somebody decided to pluck the feathers from the neck of the bird and blood emerged, or somebody made a small cut in the skin of the animal's neck, and some blood emerged, even though you think that you haven't touched the simonim at all you've done is just shech the very outer layer of the bird, of the animal's skin, yesh lahatrif. In all these occasions, one should treat the animal as being a trefer, to chashidim lenekivis haveshet, because maybe some nekev has been made in the veshet, and we're not able to check it, so we treat the animal as trefer. Avrim lo yotza adam, velo chotach kol ha'or. But if you made a very small cut in the animal's neck, but it's only very small, to the extent that A, no blood has emerged, and B, you haven't shechted, you haven't cut the entire thickness of the skin, then yesh lahachshir al yidei sheyishchet lemalo elamato velivdek negen mokam achatach. Then, even with these added chumras, we're not going to take it so far. One may shecht somewhere higher or lower, and then afterwards you'll check very carefully the area of the cut, and you'll check for certain to see that your cut did not cut through the entire thickness of the skin. And if you see that, then you'll be able to be machshir your animal. And because of this, one should avoid plucking the feathers of the birds, which there might be some halachic reason why we might want to do it, because we're going to learn later that your knife may not be covered b'shas shchita. It's one of the five psulim of shchita, so you might want to pluck the feathers. But if it's possible to shech without doing so, one should avoid it so as not to come to problems of dam emerging from the neck and being concerned for possibly having made a hole in the veshet.